Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and we are coming to you live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank on Windward Parkway in Alpharetta. And folks, if you are tired of the big bank experience with 1-800 numbers and computer automated voices, it's not a way to manage your business account at your bank. If you're looking for something a little more personal, my suggestion is to go to renaissancebank.com, find their local office, some 200 across the South ready to serve you, and give them a call. Make an appointment, go see them. And I think what you'll find is you will find a live person that you'll be able to go sit across the desk from and create a relationship with, and somebody that will be with you through thick and thin. And I have found that with Renaissance here over the last, certainly over the last year during the pandemic. They've been terrific. So go to renaissancebank.com. And check them out. I think you'll be glad you did. Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. And now I want to welcome Lisa Thibault. Lisa is with Roswell Lifestyle. Lisa, welcome.
Thank you, John. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah.
I look forward to this.
Yeah, me too. It's great to have you. So let's talk a little bit about you and Roswell Lifestyle. How are you serving folks out there?
All right. Well, I am so excited to be into the local community. I am a Georgia native, 25 years in publishing brands, and went to Georgia State University, played basketball there, very active in the community. And we are bringing a Roswell lifestyle to the Roswell community. We are an active, affluent brand that brings businesses, connects them businesses and services to the local community. We work with all kind of businesses that have services, products for the active, affluent consumer and spender. Our mission is live local, love local, spend local.
That's an awesome mission. support local business.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about you and why you got into this business, what attracts you to it, and what you enjoy about serving the clients you do.
All right. I do. I love connecting small business owners to each other. We do a lot of networking and connecting through our print and digital formats. I love helping small businesses grow. It's been something I've been doing for 25 years here in the Metro Atlanta market. I just have a very big passion for that. I also just love helping people. I've been active in the community. I coached for 10 years. So being a community based business is very important to me, and working with them is extremely important. And again, there's so many choices in North Atlanta. I've seen Atlanta grow since I was obviously born here, and there's just so many choices, especially for the active affluent consumer, on where to spend their dollars, where to go, you know, what to do for their lifestyle, and just really want to continue to try to grow that small business sector with the population.
So let's talk, before we get into the specifics of Roswell Lifestyle, let's talk about local media, because there's a thirst for local media and for an outlet for people to find out what's going on in their communities, right?
There sure is. And Roswell's had a big hole. And so we're so excited to bring relevant, inspirational, positive content. Mm-hmm. That's really what our magazine is about. It's 55% driven by content about local market, business owners, community leaders, what's going on, charitable events, for the family, for even business owners, and again, for active consumers. And so it's just real important to get that information out. And in our format, it just drives positivity. We connect the business owners in an emotional way so that our readership can learn about who they are, their families, the community. They want to do business with people that they have an emotional connection with and that are active in the community and are doing good.
That's right, because other than the big brands that everyone knows, sometimes it's hard to figure out who's local and who's not, right? And this is a good way to do that.
It really is, and that's what we focus on. It's just getting that emotional connection and talking about what all these amazing business owners are doing outside of just running their business, because we have a group of amazing business owners in North Atlanta.
Folks, we're chatting with Lisa Thibault, and she is the publisher of Roswell Lifestyle. So you're both print with digital, or with the magazine itself, right?
Yes.
And digital. Let's talk about the magazine first.
So the magazine is a monthly distribution to the top 65 homes by value and income level. So it is the active spenders and the movers and shakers in the area who have that discretionary income to spend on the products and services for their lifestyle. And we want to keep them local. So it's delivered every month with extreme, like I said, innovative, inspirational, positive content. And we just love writing about our business owners. We have an editor. She's been with the Lifestyle Publication brand for 9 years. She is amazing. She's got a great team of writers. We have photographers. And we're also sponsoring events locally. So that does come out every month. The reach is great. Like I said, the top 6,500 consumers. And then we also have a huge digital format. It's called citylifestyle.com. We are part of a huge parent company. We have 95 magazines nationwide. And so last year during the pandemic, our company is very community focused and wanted to really help our small to medium sized business owners during the pandemic. And they spent $2.3 million on a very active digital platform that is completely powered by Google. And what happens is, if you know about content being relevant, and Google loves content.
Sure.
And because we have a print version of content, articles, features, and magazines, our small to medium sized business owners that participate in the print get the value of the SEO and ranking up, because citylifestyle.com is recognized as a huge platform on Google.
Wow. A whole lot there to unpack, but let's go back to the print magazine itself. And, you said it's monthly.
Yes.
Let's emphasize the distribution and kind of how that happens.
Okay. So, the distribution is only 6,500 homes in each area, focusing now on the Roswell, one of the most sought after communities. So it's great timing for us to be launching this summer.
Yep.
And it is by income and home value. So again, it's just people with discretionary income to spend that have the price range home, that are looking for valuable products and services for their home, their lifestyle, their family, travel, entertainment, just all of those things, health and wellness. We work with doctors, dentists. We have experts in insurance and legal that help participate in writing the articles and the features and bringing that relevant, inspirational, positive content to our readership.
Well, I think people, you know, they hear the terms, they hear the figure 6,500. It's like, hey, there's a lot more folks in Roswell than 6,500. Yes. But this is where niches are so important, right?
Right?
And being in the right niche, if you're trying to hit folks that are good candidates for your business, right?
Right, exactly. So because it is niche, it is a luxury brand, it is, you know, it is going only to those folks that can afford the products and services. So we're not printing a lot of extra ones for distribution that are wasted.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're only spending money on printing to those that have that income, again, have the home values and really need the products and services for their family, their lifestyle, their home.
Awesome. Now, the digital side of it, interesting that you're hyper-local, yet you've got the benefit of the parent organization that's able to really fund the resources that you talked about.
That's correct. And there is just not a lot of opportunities for the small to medium-sized business owner to ever get their rankings up from 1 to 3 or 3 to 5 even. It's just too much of a spend, pay-per-click, et cetera. So what we've done, some test marketing where we've taken 6 businesses, created their profile on City Lifestyle because it's part of the print package. You get the profile, connects to all your other social, your website, all of our internal articles and features go in there. And then if any of our partners have blogs or other articles, they're winning awards. It's just, as you know, John, content driven. The more you feed it, the more it loves you. And so because we're feeding those local businesses, it's still recognized as this nationwide brand. And that is why we've seen in our test marketing, when we've put these platforms out for our partners, we've seen their Google rankings go skyrocket within 24 to 48 hours. And this is something they could not accomplish without huge investments. And it's all part of our partnership.
Now, let's talk about the different ways that your clients can advertise or participate in the publication and digitally, it's more than just an ad.
Right. Oh, it's so much more than an ad. We consider it a partnership. It's a true partnership. We host networking events. I'm bringing people into the chamber, into different, Roswell Inc. Connect. So I'm connecting all my business owners together. I have a lawyer who has, I've already connected him with several business partners that he's going to be representing as a, in business law, that he was like, hey, I need to be connected to these people. So that's one of the ways, through networking. The second way is ad placement. We do want to brand. We like to brand our business partners into this active affluent community with the right message, the right service, the right product. We have a complete design team because we have such a large corporate network headquarters. And so they are very, very good at developing the branding that we want for our ad placements. And then we rotate features and articles every quarter on our business owners. So they will work with our editor. We'll talk about them as family, community, what they're doing, what differentiates their business, their products and services. Again, get that emotional connection with the business owners to the readership. We also put them in the digital platform. And again, that's all part of the program. It's going to help their SEO, their Google rankings, social media, all the different ways that we balance that out. And lastly, we do our own networking events once a quarter. So it's very exciting to bring business owners together in the local community, and we promote that. And we also are sponsoring local events so that we're putting that also out with our brand. And then our logos and everything that goes with our print partners are a part of that. Roswell Lifestyle is sponsoring Summer Sipping. It's coming. Yep, we're doing that June, July, and August. This is the biggest year ever coming off the pandemic. There's 52 restaurants participating. It's amazing. We're going to have the QR code in our magazine also with the app so that our readerships can download the app and go taste and vote. So it's a really exciting time to be launching this summer in Roswell.
Oh, wow. That's exciting. Great stuff here from Lisa Thibault. And Lisa is the publisher of Roswell Lifestyle. So let's talk about, you mentioned medical.
Yes.
But let's talk about some of the other kinds of clients that you have and those that would be good fits for you.
Yeah. So we love to work with specialty services and products that are unique. So we love dentists, orthodontry, chiropractors, physical therapists, anybody really in the medical arena that can talk and be an expert, give tips, preventative maintenance for our readership. There's so much going on out there in health, and there's so many questions. There's so many different things that's out there. So it's really good to be able to connect with a local expert and really get your knowledge that way. Pets, we love things that have to do with our pets. We love things to do with our kids. We work with a lot of the restaurants, the different places to go, entertainment, travel, professional services like legal insurance. There's so many different professional services out there. And then products for the home, inside and outside your home. Anything that you can imagine, we'd love to feature those. We have realtor partners, so we'll take some of their properties, see what different contracting companies are doing, things like that. And just any local product or service. But those are some of the top categories that we work with that we find a lot of success with, relevant information and speaking in as our experts.
And I would love it. You don't have to mention any names, but I would love it. And I know you're relatively new, but if you could talk either to a client you have or maybe others in your network, kind of the experience that they've had, maybe give a success story. And again, you don't have to mention names,
right?
Because
sure,
there's confidentiality, but would love it if you could share that and maybe give folks an idea of how they can interact with you.
Yeah, it's wonderful. So since the print version isn't out yet, because we're launching July, August,
right,
City Lifestyle is 24/7 digital, as you know, never sleeps.
Yep.
So we've already gotten several of our partners' websites already built, the landing pages, because it's part of our program and our back-end team does it. And it's a great dashboard. We can interchange it anytime, 24/7. So we're already seeing a little bit bit of response from that already without the print even hitting, because in the print, we always have a QR code that drives the consumer straight on their phone to the City Lifestyle, and they go ahead and start interacting. So we're already seeing some Google rankings going up already in the last 30 days. So we're super excited about that. We did a small networking event at Deep Roots Winery. I'll go ahead and give them a shout out.
Yeah, please.
And Dana Gorilla, and we had a great Tuscan charcuterie meat guy that came all the way from Tuscany.
Oh, wow.
He's got an amazing story, Filippo. He's a sixth generation Tuscan whose family were always the butchers with the king and queen. So he came and did a sampling to her wine club, and we invited, I networked and invited some of my business owners that wanted to meet each other. And it was a great event this week. So I'm going to continue to be doing things like that. So this is just the beginning for Roswell Lifestyle and all of our partners. So we're very, very excited about it.
Wow. Lisa Tebow, folks, publisher of Roswell Lifestyle. She's off to a fast start there. Well, Lisa, this has been awesome. And, you know, I would love it if you could share ways folks can connect with you, how they can see the digital.
Yes.
The website.
Okay.
And then also maybe ways that they can connect with you beyond, you know, in terms of the networking events that you mentioned.
Sure. Wonderful. So it's www.citylifestyle.com. Exactly how you think it would be spelled in Webster's, exactly how it's spelled. You can go there, start checking out all the articles and features around North Atlanta. We've got a great platform. You can connect with me directly, lisa.tebow, lisa.tebow, T-H-I-B-A-U-L-T, at lifestylepubs.com, lifestylepubs, P-U-B-S.com, or directly on my cell. Love to hear from you. Text or call me, 703-593-2482. Again, super excited about bringing this brand to the local market, the innovative technology that we have on the digital, and the relevant inspirational, positive content we're going to be bringing to the readership, and all of the connections that I've already made, and I'm looking forward to making so many more. So thank you again, John, for having me. It was wonderful.
Yeah, thanks so much for being here. Lisa Tebow, folks, get in touch with her. She's with Roswell Lifestyles. Lisa, thanks.
Thank you.
Folks, just a quick reminder that if you've got administrative tasks in your business that is dragging you down, if you're spending, well, let's just say you've been up late at night working on your books, that's not a great use of your time for your business owner. My suggestion is to ditch all that and give Essie Escobedo a call. She's over at Office Angels, and they've been around for over two decades. 770-442-9246. If you're shy, go to the website, officeangels.us, but my suggestion is just give her a call. Explain what your problem is, some of the things that you need to outsource, and she'll pick an angel out of her team that will fly in, get the job done, and fly out. And they do it on an ongoing or as-needed basis. I know her very well because we use her services, and she's been terrific for us. I can't give a better recommendation than that. So give her a shot and give her a call, 770-442-9246. And let SE know that I sent you. And folks, you can find the show North Fulton Business Radio on all the major podcast platforms. North Fulton Business Radio is a search term. We would love it if you would go to your favorite podcast app and not only subscribe, but give us a 5-star review. I'm not asking for me. I'm not asking for Business Radio X. I'm asking for great guests that we've had, like Lisa, over the years. We're coming up on 5 years with over 350 shows, and it helps folks find the show. And we want people to be able to find the show and find out about the services and products of our great guests. So if you could do that for us, we would appreciate it. And you can connect with us on social media, North Fulton BRX, on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. So for my guest, Lisa Tebow, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.